Green Crazies Say Climate Change is Racist and a Legacy of Colonialism. By Peter Catalon, July 22, 2022. Two climate crazy organizations have decried climate change as being built on racism and a legacy of colonialism in a recent report. Green agenda loving organizations Greenpeace UK and Runnymede Trust, a climate organ and anti-racism think tank respectively, have published a joint report describing climate change as being racist and a legacy of colonialism. The report comes at a time of rapidly increasing climate crazy activity in the UK and Europe, with extremist activists blocking roads and oil depots in the name of lowering emissions despite the continent facing a crippling energy crisis as a result of green agendas in Russia's war in Ukraine. It is in this context that the report, titled Confronting Injustice, Racism and the Environmental Emergency, claims that not only do Western nations need to tank their economies, but adopt progressive anti-racist agendas to end the so-called climate crisis. In particular, the report takes aim at the United Kingdom for its colonial history, with the author of the published report claiming that Britain has either invaded or colonized practically every country on Earth, and that the UK and other Western nations must pay reparations to the Global South. There is a need for swift reparation, mainly from European countries and the US towards South American, African and Asian countries, because of the history of colonization and exploitation, which have left many of these regions in a state of vulnerability, as illustrated in this report, the document claims. This report illustrates how systemic racism and colonialism driven by powerful governments and companies are at the heart of the environmental emergency we face today, the document also reads. It has become clear that if we want to meaningfully tackle the environmental emergency, we have to address the racism to which it is so inherently linked. As the usual suspects go off on how racist the climate crisis is, the remainder of the general public in the United Kingdom and beyond struggle to deal with ever-increasing inflation caused in part by the prevalence of green agenda policies across the West, as well as European foreign policy failings that have eventually led to a gas crisis resulting from the war in Ukraine. However, despite the fact that many in Europe now fear that they may be unable to heat their homes this winter, climate crazy activists throughout the continent have taken greater issue with a potential increase in climate emissions that could result from European nations attempting to become more energy self-sufficient, proceeding to block major roads in the UK and Germany in protest at attempts to alleviate rapid inflation. For example, green agenda zealots from activist group Just Stop Oil work to force parts of major London highway, the M25, to close, with the climate crazy protesters saying they will not stop their protest until the UK government has issued some sort of statement addressing their militant green concerns. The main thing is, we've just seen 40-degree temperatures, which have been predicted for decades. Maybe it's happening a bit faster, but it has just revealed how inadequate the government's preparations for climate change are and their entire policy. And basically, we're just saying, it's evident now we cannot continue, one spokesman for the group is reported as saying. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.